Chapter 5. And Hiram the king of Tyre proceeded to send his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that it was he that they had anointed as king in place of his father. For a lover of David, Hiram had always proved to be. In turn, Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You yourself well know that David my father was not able to build a house to the name of Jehovah his God, because of the warfare with which they surrounded him, until Jehovah put them under the soles of his feet. And now Jehovah my God has given me rest all around. There is no resister, and there is nothing bad happening. And here I am thinking of building a house to the name of Jehovah my God, just as Jehovah promised to David my father, saying, 'Your son, whom I shall put upon your throne in place of you, he is the one that will build the house to my name.' And now command that they cut for me cedars from Lebanon, and my servants themselves will prove to be with your servants, and the wages of your servants I shall give to you according to all that you may say. For you yourself well know that there is among us no one knowing how to cut trees like the Sidonians.' And it came about that as soon as Hiram heard the words of Solomon, he began to rejoice greatly. And he went on to say, 'Blessed is Jehovah today, in that he has given David a wise son over this numerous people.' Accordingly, Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, 'I have heard what you sent to me. For my part, I shall do all your delight in the matter of timbers of cedar trees and timbers of juniper trees. My servants themselves will bring them down out of Lebanon to the sea, and I, for my part, shall put them in log rafts to go by sea clear to the place that you will send me notice of, and I shall certainly have them broken up there, and you, for your part, will carry them, and you, for your part, will do my delight by giving the food for my household.' So Hiram became a giver of timbers of cedar trees and timbers of juniper trees to Solomon according to all his delight. And Solomon, for his part, gave Hiram 20,000 core measures of wheat as food supplies for his household, and 20 core measures of beaten out oil. That was what Solomon kept giving Hiram year by year. And Jehovah, for his part, gave Solomon wisdom, just as he had promised him. And there came to be peace between Hiram and Solomon, and both of them proceeded to conclude a covenant. And King Solomon kept bringing up those conscripted for forced labor out of all Israel, and those conscripted for forced labor amounted to 30,000 men. And he would send them to Lebanon in shifts of 10,000 a month. For a month they would continue in Lebanon, for 2 months at their homes. And Adoniram was over those conscripted for forced labor. And Solomon came to have 70,000 burden-bearers and 80,000 cutters in the mountain, besides Solomon's princely deputies who were over the work, 3,300 foremen over the people who were active in the work. Accordingly, the king commanded that they should quarry great stones, expensive stones, to lay the foundation of the house with hewn stones. So Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders and the Gebalites did the cutting, and they kept preparing the timbers and the stones to build the house.